So we know now what we're dealing with, more and more of us globally. And what did Barack add, by the way? Self-esteem begins with a workable plan. We here in the U.S. are at this disaster's epicenter, and we have this advantage called the Declaration of Independence says we have the right to abolish this state when it gets in the way of our happiness. So we are at this disaster's epicenter. So we have the speed and the energy of the vortex in our hands. What we send out can sweep wide round because we got the internet, right? We have benefited, or rather some of us have benefited from the rulers' pillaging of the earth and never known. But now we do. And now we see the difficulty for our brothers and sisters stuck in scarcity, jobs that barely provide subsistence, or in brutally repressive regimes, never forgetting that jobs are also brutally repressive regimes. And so it falls to us here in the U.S. to serve the rebalancing process consciously and to consciously take the lead in bringing about freedom for our global humanity. De Tocqueville in Democracy in America shows us that atomization and division are intentional tactics of control on the part of power because they are key to manufactured and enforced dependency, which, recall, when made a chronic state, forestalls our thought process, prevents conviction, certainty, and with it, courage, i.e. we need each other. We need to be back up for each other to reclaim responsibility for setting the terms for our lives, i.e. to overcome so-called scarcity. So these are intended tactics of control on the part of the state. Quoting de Tocqueville, and FYI, the word administration is used to mean management of us. Quote, "But what I have already said may suffice to show the general principles on which the administration of the United States rests. These principles are differently applied. Their consequences are more or less numerous in various localities, but they are always substantially the same. The laws differ and their outward features change, but their character does not vary. If the township and the county are not everywhere constituted in the same manner, it is at least true that in the United States, the county and the township are always based upon the same principle, namely, that every one is the best judge of what concerns himself alone, and the most proper person to supply his private wants. The township and the county are therefore bound to take care of their special interests. The state governs, but it does not interfere with their administration. Exceptions to this rule may be met with, but not a contrary principle," unquote. And see, that's what has to be flipped. It's not ourselves alone that must concern us, but the whole. And what he's describing for the U.S. likewise applies to the globe entire. Do we understand that management means not free? And that if we are only concerned with the small, the state is free to govern, i.e. rule, the whole. Centralized decentralization. And the Pacifica Foundation, by the way, is a mini example of this. Soft totalitarianism is present, as our ancestors recognized, from democracy's inception. And again, founding and realizing a test site is going to discuss this. Because once the terms are established, the reins may be adjusted in due course. You may leave the states to their various devices, so long as you have firm control of the judiciary, the rules. What's key is manufactured dependency, scarcity, established as the condition for our lives, which is why Pacifica keeps going after local budgets. Accomplished via our enforced atomization, which creates and is created by both mutually reinforced. See, it's a single interlocked system. Both mutually reinforce hierarchical and other false divisions between us, all of which results in the externalization of one's leadership capacities. The longing for a daddy, which we also discuss will be in that founding and realizing a test site. Rootless, bootless, ad infinitum, that comes from manufactured and enforced insecurity. When we, the people, as a critical mass, start to see that the global state is the one, no matter our particular region or location, the one we all confront, its terms imposed across the globe, and start to plan from this vantage of the whole, then at last, we'll be cooking with gas. What El Fatah is expressing is our seeming dependence on something that is creating that sense of dependence by creating our fear. Our dilemma is just as he said, unless we're ready, prepared for power's response to us, and ready means working with the entire populace, we're readily disassembled by what they do to us, i.e. undermine our mutual trust, because once this is done, we're rootless, bootless, done for some time indefinite.